Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies and quiet today with a high of 63. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, 38, 73 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 46.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Trade and fertilizer, big topics of conversation when Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack addressed attendees at the Commodity Classic last week. Secretary announcing USDA's Foreign Ag Service adding four new mission trips to its 2022 schedule.
We indicated a desire to expand on the number of agricultural missions, trade missions that we were going to conduct in 2022 with additional opportunities in the UK, London in June, the Philippines in July. That's our ninth largest market, by the way. Kenya in October, late October into November, and Spain in November and early December. And this is really designed to emphasize the important role that we see in expanding opportunity beyond our reliance on one or two key markets.
The agency is looking at finding new markets for American commodities.
We want to make sure that we're active in a number of these emerging markets. North Africa, the Middle East are two in particular where I think we have some real opportunity. In Southeast Asia, of course, we're already engaged in. We need to expand on our efforts there.
Much higher fertilizer prices and short supplies are making life difficult for U.S. farmers. He said USDA is making an investment to help with that problem.
We announced today the availability of $250 million that we want to invest in fertilizer expansion in the U.S., independent, produced, made in America, hopefully embracing new innovation and supporting sustainable farming operations.
He also announced that the agency extending application deadlines for the Climate Smart Commodity Program.
As you know, we announced some time ago the $1 billion that's available for partnerships under our Climate Smart Commodity Program. A lot of interest in this, and producer groups who are putting together proposals wanted just a little more time. They asked for about a 30-day extension on submissions, and so we've agreed to do that. So the deadline for larger scale projects, May 6th. For the smaller projects, it was May 27th. We're expanding that to June 10th.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2022 Silverado pickups. A 1500 model LT, it's the Trail Boss, and a 2500 HD High Country Z71 edition. Also in on trade is a 2017 GMC Sierra work truck, a one-owner new truck trade-in. Check it out today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 19-year-old man was killed in a single vehicle crash Sunday night just southwest of Topeka, authorities had said. The fatality victim was identified as Killian J. Vincent. According to Shawnee County Sheriff's officials, the crash was reported shortly after 9 p.m. Sheriff's officials said a red 2010 Toyota Tacoma pickup truck was northbound on Southwest Valencia Road when it failed to navigate the curve onto eastbound Southwest 53rd Street. The Toyota left the roadway and struck a tree. Sheriff's officials said Vincent was a front seat passenger in the truck. The 16-year-old male driver and the 18-year-old male backseat passenger were transported to a local hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Winds were very high in Haskell County on Monday morning, causing some damage. Pioneer Electric Cooperative shared a photo to its Facebook page showing crews restoring power to poles that had been damaged due to the strong winds. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's truck month at Rusty at Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty at Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentive, saving you thousands. Only Rusty at Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders paid by 4-4-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-
A woman was transported to an area hospital following a two-vehicle crash Monday north of Manhattan in Riley County. According to Riley County Police, a 2022 Freightliner Sprinter van driven by Tyler Stepka, 22 of Concordia, was headed west on Green Randolph when it entered the path of Tuttle Creek Boulevard after stopping at a stop sign. The van then collided with a 2018 Hyundai Santa Fe that was southbound on Tuttle Creek. The driver of the Hyundai, Linda Nemechek, 73 of Waterville, was extricated from her vehicle. Nemechek was transported to Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan for treatment of injuries she sustained in the crash. A man is in critical condition after a motorcycle crash near Lake Afton. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says that approximately 8:30 p.m. Monday, a man in his 30s missed the curve on the access road to the lake, and then he went up the embankment and hit the closed gate. Investigators say the man was thrown from his bike and was taken to a hospital in critical condition. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An investigation has begun to determine what caused a fire that badly damaged several buildings in downtown Hastings. Firefighters were called just before 11:30 p.m. Sunday to report of a fire on the awning of Burt's Pharmacy. A news release from the city said a tenant in an upstairs apartment made it out safely. By the time fire crews arrived, the wall of the pharmacy was in flames. The structure's roof partially collapsed, and the fire spread to the Hastings Visitor Center, causing severe damages. Businesses as far as three buildings to the west sustained smoke damage. Mayor Corey Stute says the downtown suffered a devastating loss, but he's thankful no one was hurt. Nebraska has given an initial approval to a bill that would place the state in permanent daylight savings time if neighboring states or the federal government make the same move. The 39-4 first round vote came one day after most of the United States.
Early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
In 2022, Mother Nature will of course bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Commissioners will meet with township boards March 22nd at the Helvering Center in Marysville. They emphasized township boards should meet regularly, with quarterly meetings suggested, and it was further noted that if a road is vacated or other action taken, that must be on file at the courthouse. The Republican Central Committee is to meet Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., at the Marysville City Building to consider candidates for Marshall County Attorney, selecting a nominee to replace Megan Voracek, who has announced her resignation effective March 23rd. That meeting is open to the public, but only elected committee members will vote, with a nominee then forwarded to the Kansas governor for approval. Washington County Commissioners last meeting heard that tourism grant applications are open for events in Washington County, with forms available at the tourism office through Gloria Moore. Approval was given for purchase of a trailer for $60,000 and a salt spreader snowplow for $42,000 for the Road and Bridge Department. Sign-up deadline for the 2022 farm programs is Tuesday, March 15th. Producers and landowners that share in base crops need to decide which program to elect for this year. Options for price loss coverage and agricultural or individual risk coverage are available for producers who again need to have crop election choices complete through the local Farm Service Agency office by the deadline Tuesday. Marysville Police and the Marshall County Sheriff's Department assisted the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, Clay Center, and Topeka Police Departments with an investigation resulting in the prosecution and conviction of a Clay Center, Kansas man, 29-year-old Jonathan Moore, on multiple charges including indecent liberties and sexual exploitation of a child between April and November 2018. Pleading no contest, Moore was sentenced last week to more than 9 years in prison.
William H. Bill Lohmeyer, age 80, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Bill Lohmeyer.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout the region today, and we can expect fairly clear skies with lots of sunshine. Conditions will continue to stay dry throughout today and Wednesday, with a chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying clear and very mild throughout the overnight hours, with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and mid 40s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will be slightly cooler throughout Nebraska on Wednesday, with our highs ranging in the mid-50s and lower 70s throughout the state. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high on this date, 84. The average low, 31, and the record low was 1. Sunrise this morning, 7:39. Sunset this evening at 7:34.
One of the world's most popular songs was once illegal to sing publicly. We have details today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 15th, the 74th day of the year. 7th U.S. President Andrew Jackson was born on this day, and it's Statehood Day in Maine. The Pine Tree State joined the Union on this day in 1820. The most frequently sung song in the world is Happy Birthday to You. But until recently, public performance of the song had been technically illegal. If you haven't paid a licensing fee to the publisher, that is, movies, television programs, even servers at restaurants steered clear in case of legal culpability. But a few years ago, a court ruled against Warner Chappell Music, the company that claimed rights to the song. It's now in the public domain, and you can legally sing Happy Birthday to your heart's content. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
getaway with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Byron Pringle is set to test the free agency market, according to reports. Pringle enjoyed his best statistical year during his time with the Chiefs in 2021, hauling in 42 catches for 568 yards and 5 touchdowns. The former K-State Wildcat signed with the Chiefs as an undrafted free agent in 2018 following the NFL draft. Wichita's Interest Bank Arena is gearing up for the Women's Basketball NCAA Tournament Regionals. The regionals will be held on March 26th and 28th. The tournament will feature games with fans in the stands and will be located at sites across the country. Louisville is the top seed in the Wichita region. The Cardinals were the most surprising of the top seeds, edging number 2 seed Baylor after the Bears lost in the Big 12 title game. The last time Wichita served as host for the women's tournament was for rounds 1 and 2 in 2011. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The National Junior College Athletic Association Championships are taking place at the Sports Arena in Hutchinson. Game results from yesterday: Moberly beat Pearl River in overtime 95-89. Shelton State beat Roan State 91-74. Snow edged out Lee 83-82 in overtime. Northwest Florida State beat Trinidad State 87-77. Harcum beat Southern Idaho 92-65. And Hutchinson needed overtime to beat Connors State 101-98. South Carolina has fired coach Frank Martin after 10 seasons with just one appearance in the NCAA tournament. Martin completed his 10th season with an opening game loss to Mississippi State in the SEC Conference Tournament. The Gamecocks finished the year at 18-13. Before coaching the Gamecocks, Martin was the head coach at Kansas State from 2007 to 2012. He compiled a 117-54 record and once led the Wildcats to the Elite Eight. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley All-League basketball selections were announced, with girls' first-team honors to include Centralia's Avery Dieters and Den Dieters, Shea Wirtz of Clifton Clyde, Avery Weathersby of Donova West, Hattie Gross of Frankfort, and Keegan Atkins of Hanover. Valley Heights selections to first-team were Kat Tribber, Maddie Vermetten, and Emmy Youngerberg, plus Kenzie Strothman of Wetmore. Named to the girls' TVL second-team were Brianna Young of Blue Valley, Lena Haverkamp of Centralia, Lillian Steinbrock, Clifton Clyde, Jaden Taylor, Donova West, as well as Avery Behrens of Hanover, Linz Megan Byron, Sophia Bott, Peyton Engelken of Troy, Ryla Dezine, and Jesse Hoover of Washington County. Tomorrow, the boys, all Twin Valley League selections. By the way, archives of all of our games broadcast this past season, including postseason, sub-state, and state championship games, are available for download or sharing, or listening back on our website, KeyIndyYRadio.com.
Beauty, durability, and low maintenance make Calancho a perfect choice for your home or office. Its colorful red, magenta, pink, orange, yellow, or white blooms are sure to brighten your day. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow your Calancho in a cool, bright location out of the reach of cats, dogs, and birds. You'll prolong flowering with cool temperatures between 50 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and a bit cooler at night. Trim flowers once they fade and wait a few weeks. You just might be rewarded with a second flush of blooms. Water these drought-tolerant succulents thoroughly, but only when the potting mix is dry. Overwatering or allowing the plants to sit in excess water leads to root rot and death. Once the plants are done flowering, you can grow them as a houseplant in a sunny window. Watch for weak, spindly growth that indicates your plant needs more light. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You'll find plenty of wild mining stories in southern Arizona. One of the biggest tales includes a mine where you can still ride the ore cars today. It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Baker Olmsted retells the story of an industry that made Southern Arizona.
First mining claim that was filed at Bisbee was back in 1877. Now, the first significant mining was around 1879. It started with this mine, the Copper Queen Mine.
A government scout by the name of Jack Dunn hired a prospector, George Warren, to explore the area and file claims on his behalf. Warren conveniently forgot to place Dunn's name on those claims, and Warren reaped enormous wealth. However, Warren's drinking habits led him to enter a race that he could never win.
Well, he'd bet it, but he was a drinker. And he was going to, he bet that he could outrun a horse in a quarter of a mile. Of course, he lost. And when he lost that, he lost about, at that time, it was probably worth, a ninth interest was worth over $20 million at that time.
When mining began here in 1879, almost all work was done by hand.
At one time, at the peak in Bisbee, there were 6,000 miners that worked in the underground. Now, Phelps Dodge Mining Company, being the largest mining company, had 2,000 men. They knew that within a year, they were going to lose 9 to 10 men to fatal accidents.
The work was dangerous, and death in the mines was not uncommon.
In 1974, the open pit, the Lavender Pit, closed. 1975, all the underground mines were closed, and it was a combination of things, low copper prices, low ore grades, and it all built up to that, so they shut the mines down.
Bisbee, Arizona was once a thriving industrial city of 25,000 people, but times changed and profits dwindled. Today, the Copper Queen Mine is open to visitors, and you can take an ore train deep into the mountain to experience mining firsthand. Traveling the countryside in Bisbee, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction for the Swim Family Trust Saturday, March 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1319 Pony Express Highway, a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36. Guns will sell at noon, followed by coins, and then the Ford Tractor. The Tractor is a 1962 Ford 4000 LP wide front. Also selling a Dixon zero-turn mower, Husky garden tiller. Lots of guns, bayonet, and knives. Coins, collectibles will include a curved glass curio cabinet, wooden ice box, two wind-up mantle clocks, crocs, bronze sculpture recast, several Pony Express signs and prints, plate collections, glassware, books, plus tools, equipment, lumber, furniture, household items, and more. This is a very large auction for the Swim Family Trust. Saturday, March 19th, sale begins at 10 a.m., a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36 at 1319 Pony Express Highway. Perel Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Don't you just hate it when the forecast calls for sunshine and then it rains all day? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A California company can create forecasts tailored to your location as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
My dad always used to say, when it rained 40 days and 40 nights, we only got 2/10. Weather forecasts from the National Weather Service encompass a broad area. Sometimes the temperature or rainfall in one part of your county is vastly different from what happens on your farm, which can make daily management decisions tricky. A new company called Benchmark Labs in California has developed a system to target weather forecasts for your specific location. CEO Carlos Gaitan says they use data coming from LOT sensors on your farm that monitor environmental conditions.
It's hardware that combines many sensors that record their usually relative humidity, temperature, wind speed and direction, maybe solar radiation pressure. We get information from the farms with these sensors, and then we correct the forecast of the National Weather Agencies to match or to be more accurate, more reflective of the conditions at the farm level.
He says web and phone apps will give real-time data and weather forecasts.
We use current information from the IoT sensors, but we also get data from the National Weather Services to provide a forecast up to 10 days into the future at an hourly level. Farmers care deeply about what is going to happen in the next 24 hours, and we provide them a forecast for those variables for the next day. And then in the web and mobile app, they can see the forecast over the next 10 days.
Gaitan says this technology can improve the accuracy of weather forecasts at your location by as much as 60%. Learn more about this weather forecasting technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
No one like Jesus, who can handle my situation. He's my life, he's my strength, he's my everything. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and for your mercy.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A former congressman takes on the New York Times over an ag-focused video series today on Farm to Fork. Hey, farmers, are you looking for precision ag technology to level up your equipment that you already know and love? Look to Ag Leader for a full farm solution that can be used from cab to cab and season to season. There's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader it. Steer it and gain pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it and ensure precise coverage across the field. Harvest it and capture real-time harvest data while making unloading on the go simple. Manage it and have 24/7 access to your data anytime, anywhere. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader it. Visit agleader.com for more information and use the dealer locator tool to find the Ag Leader dealer in your community. 30-year Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson used words like manipulative and misinformation in describing his take on a new series of New York Times op-ed videos about food and agriculture. Peterson twice chaired the House Ag Committee and says the Times videos demonstrate that the people involved just don't get it.
They're saying things that are rooted in the fact that they have no understanding of what's going on. I think some of these folks just think that if you're in the environmental movement, you can do no wrong, and you're always on the right side of everything. Well, those videos the New York Times is doing are purposely exploiting people's biases and lack of understanding and putting out false information.
Peterson goes on to say the Times is unfairly targeting agriculture over climate.
The agriculture greenhouse gas is like at 10% is what they estimate. You know, they want to go after cattle, and cattle only account for 3% of our emissions. But people want to make it sound like they're the reason we're destroying the atmosphere. So there's just a lot of misinformation that's being put out.
More tomorrow. In the meantime, you can read his editorial on the AgriPulse website. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag News for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Will the March World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report predicted a drop in exports from Ukraine and Russia due to the conflict between the two of the world's top exporters? And Veronica Nye, senior economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the report didn't include many big surprises overall.
USDA cut South American soybean production due to the drought they're experiencing there slightly more than the average of analyst estimates, but was largely in line with industry expectations. USDA marginally increased U.S. corn exports in view of the situation in Ukraine and marginally increased U.S. soybean exports in light of that drought in South America.
She goes on saying that the most notable changes took place in the international production and export estimates beginning with the Ukraine.
On the wheat markets, with respect to Ukraine, USDA made no change to the wheat production estimate, but did revise Ukrainian exports down significantly. With respect to Russia, USDA revised wheat production down only slightly, but decreased Russian exports significantly. This is significant because last year, Ukraine and Russia accounted for 30% of global wheat exports. U.S. corn exports will increase by 3% to 2.5 billion bushels, partially taking advantage of that decline in Ukrainian exports. Finally, on soybeans, USDA increased soybean oil exports by 200 million pounds, an increase of 14%, but made no change to soybean meal exports.
She goes on to say that the report was somewhere between good news and bad news for farmers.
We learned more about the reduction in production in South America, but the Ukrainian planting season is typically in April and May, so the total impact on corn and sunflower plantings in Ukraine is yet to be seen. Wheat in Russia and Ukraine is in the ground, of course, but the total crop size will be heavily influenced by the happenings in the coming weeks and months.
They say farmers will be able to better understand the impact of the Russian invasion of Ukraine when the U.S. Department of Agriculture updates the domestic and world balance sheets in May. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's truck month at Rusty Export. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Export under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Export will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Export. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders paid by Ford, Ford, Toyota, 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 Toyota.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The March World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates for USDA begin to factor in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Chad Smith with more.
The March WASD report predicted a drop in exports from Ukraine and Russia due to the conflict between two of the world's top exporters. Veronica Nye, senior economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the report didn't include many big surprises.
USDA cut South American soybean production due to the drought they're experiencing there, slightly more than the average of analyst estimates, but was largely in line with industry expectations. USDA marginally increased U.S. corn exports in view of the situation in Ukraine and marginally increased U.S. soybean exports in light of that drought in South America.
She says the most notable changes took place in the international production and export estimates beginning with Ukraine.
On the wheat markets, with respect to Ukraine, USDA made no change to the wheat production estimate, but did revise Ukrainian exports down significantly. With respect to Russia, USDA revised wheat production down only slightly, but decreased Russian exports significantly. This is significant because last year, Ukraine and Russia accounted for 30% of global wheat exports. U.S. corn exports will increase by 3% to 2.5 billion bushel, partially taking advantage of that decline in Ukrainian exports. Finally, on soybeans, USDA increased soybean oil exports by 200 million pounds, an increase of 14%, but made no change to soybean meal exports.
Nye says the WASD report was somewhere between good news and bad news for farmers.
We learned more about the reduction in production in South America, but the Ukrainian planting season is typically in April and May, so the total impact on corn and sunflower plantings in Ukraine is yet to be seen. Wheat in Russia and Ukraine is in the ground, of course, but the total crop size will be heavily influenced by the happenings in the coming weeks and months.
Chad Smith, Washington.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, is holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March 16th, starting at 11 a.m. Klein Cattle Company will be offering 25 Black Angus, Red Angus, and Sim Angus 18-month-old bulls that will be bred for growth and calving ease and will be ready for heavy service. There will be 20 Angus and Sim Angus fall-bred first calf heifers bred for September calves. There will be 225 choice Black Angus and Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves beside. We'll have 325 black-white face and red Angus fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old, bred to Black Angus, Black Simmental, and Charley bulls for late August and September calving. Fall bred heifers include 30 choice Angus and black-white face bred heifers for September calving. There will be 175 home-raised, calf-vaccinated Angus and black-white face replacement heifers. They'll be weighing to 700 to 825 pounds. We'll also have 150 spring calving cows, mostly black and black-white face. For more information on this special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, March the 16th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Don't you just hate it when the forecast calls for sunshine and then it rains? A California company can create forecasts tailored to your location on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground. With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Always used to say, when it rained 40 days and 40 nights, we only got two tents. Weather forecasts from the National Weather Service encompass a broad area. Sometimes the temperature or rainfall in one part of your county is vastly different from what happens on your farm, which can make daily management decisions tricky. A new company called Benchmark Labs in California has developed a system to target weather forecasts for your specific location. CEO Carlos Gaitan says they use data coming from LOT sensors on your farm that monitor environmental conditions.
It's hardware that combines many sensors that record their usually relative humidity, temperature, wind speed and direction, maybe solar radiation pressure. We get information from the farms with these sensors, and then we correct the forecast of the national weather agencies to match or to be more accurate, more reflective of the conditions at the farm level.
He says web and phone apps will give real-time data and weather forecasts.
We use current information from the IoT sensors, but we also get data from the National Weather Services to provide a forecast up to 10 days into the future at an hourly level. Farmers care deeply about what is going to happen in the next 24 hours, and we provide them a forecast for those variables for the next day. And then in the web and mobile app, they can see the forecast over the next 10 days.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about this weather forecasting technology at agriculture.com.
Join the Jeep celebration and Ram Truck Month at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Find the new Jeep Cherokee or discover a new Ram 1500 today. Shop dozens and dozens of new vehicles ready for immediate trade. Your used vehicle trade-in has never been worth more. Check it out today. And, of course, the finance specialists are ready to help you negotiate the very best deal. New inventories moving fast. Don't wait. Learn more at twinriv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We're seeing a little bit more green on the board as corn is moving further positive right now. Wheat seeing another big gain like we had seen over the last couple of weeks. Soybeans are still lingering a little bit lower for the day. We'll see how we wrap up here. May corn is up right now 9 cents, sitting at 757 and a quarter. The July corn also up by 3 3/4 at 722 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat, they've just about hit 50 cents higher for the day. May KC wheat's up 47 cents right now at 1147 even. July is also up 49 3/4 at 1135 and a quarter. In the bean market, a little bit lower here. May soybeans are down 8 1/4 at 1662 and a quarter. The soybean meal for May is in the green, $3.10. That's jumped up positive now, after trending lower most of the day, sitting at 487 and a half. Soybean oil for May also a little bit lower, toward 29 cents now at 73.66. Over in the cotton market, they've pumped up into the positive this afternoon, with May cotton up 20 cents now at 118.97. The July cotton also up 21 cents at 115.33. Canola market a little bit lower here for the early futures. May canola is down 5.10 at 117.10. And we have the oats that's mostly lower. May oats are down 4 pennies at 6.58 even. Livestock market started off higher today, and we're seeing it kind of mixed on the board right now. Cattle's up, hogs are down slightly, as April live cattle's up 70 cents at 141.02. We have the feeder cattle for April up 15 cents at 162.55. Lean hogs for April unchanged right now at 102.20. U.S. dollar index today, the June index is down just slightly. Not a lot of movement, though, sitting down 3 pennies at 98.98. We have the 30-year bonds for March down just almost at a point to 150. And 10-year notes are in the green slightly at 125.02. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. The 43rd Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale is set for Saturday, March 19th. Sale starts at 1 p.m. at the ranch just north of Zenda, Kansas. Molitor Angus Ranch will be offering 110 bulls and 40 females. So join the auction at the ranch just 5 miles north and 2.5 miles west of Zenda, Kansas. Or you can watch and bid online for free at dvauctions.com. That's dvauctions.com. Molitor Angus Ranch is a family-owned operation excelling in performance, calving ease, and gentle disposition. So mark your calendar and join us for the 43rd Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale set for Saturday, March 19th at 1 p.m. For more information, call Mike Molitor at 620-243-3081. That's 620-243-3081. Or to see a full-scale catalog online, go to MolitorAngus.com. That's MolitorAngus.com. It's the 43rd Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale. We'll see you at the ranch on Saturday or online at dvauctions.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.
I feel a sudden urge to sing.
The kind of ditty that invokes a spring.
So control your desire to curse
while I crucify the verse.
This verse I start, it seems to me, the tympantithesis of melody.
So to spare you all the pain,
the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain.
Me, 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 re, 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 do, so, mi, do, la, si.
The skies are clear, so if you want to go walking, dear.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low.
So nature's self go.
So please be sweet, my chickadee.
And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious,
it's delivered.
It's delivered,
it's delux, it's delovely.
Time marches on, and soon it's plain. You've won my heart, and I've lost my brain. It's delightful,
it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delovely.
Delovely.
Life seems so sweet that we decide it's in the bag to get unified. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
See the crowd in that church. See the proud parson plopped on his perch. Get the sweet beat of the organ sealing our doom.
Here comes the groom. How they cheer and how they smile as we go galloping down that aisle.
It's divine, dear.
It's divine, dear.
It's divine, dear.
It's to victory.
It's divine.
Volks ist der Lovely.
We settle down as man and wife to solve this riddle called married life.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's delightful.
Oh, life is sweet, we have no cares. We're just a couple of honey bears.
Honey bears?
It's delightful, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delovely.
All's as right as can be. Ooh. Till one night at the window I see an absurd bird with a bundle hung on his nose.
Get baby, close those eyes of yours, are filled with joy when nurse appears and cries,
it's a boy!
He's delightful,
he's delicious,
it's delectable,
it's delirious,
it's dilemma,
it's delimit,
it's deluxe,
it's delovely,
lovely,
it's delovely,
yes, it's delovely,
it's delovely. It's
still
lovely.
Yes, it's still lovely.
Yeah.
Full-time legends of country music. From KMBY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.